It is Friday, November 1st, 2024, days away from the presidential election. And yes, we do have election updates for you with the early vote and now some of the headlines talking about it. So we're going to be continuing with our daily updates on where it stands right now. I don't necessarily think my Electoral College map has changed. Maybe we will review it. Maybe we will review it, but we'll give you all the latest available data. Now, I'll probably hold off on getting into this, but we're gonna smash this fake news hit piece against Donald Trump unlike anybody you've seen. And that is this lie that Trump said there needs to be a firing squad against Liz Cheney. Now, if you're listening to this, you probably already know it's fake news. You've probably already seen the whole clip in context. In case you haven't, and some people might just listen to this show, and we appreciate you, but we'll play the full clip. We'll show you the context. We'll show you all the fake headlines. We'll show you all the mainstream media clips. And more is developing even by the hour, with the Arizona Attorney General saying, yep, we're going to look at charging Trump for threatening her life. Of course, that's not what happened, but it's just like the Elon Musk situation where they say, we're going to go after his PAC for doing this lottery. And, of course, they threw it off the docket. So, of course, there is no death threat. It's a total lie. But what we're going to expose here, it's just amazing how the left loves the Cheneys now, because I got about a dozen or so headlines here from when the left hated the Cheneys. For more than a decade, the left hated the Cheneys. War criminals, warmongers. Now they love them. You don't think you could go back in time and find liberals and leftists that said similar things, but actually what they're saying towards Dick Cheney? Not what Donald Trump said to Liz Cheney, but towards Dick Cheney. So we'll just completely just bury that fake news. And I guess they have a new November surprise against Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. It's the boy that cried wolf. Nobody even cares anymore. It won't even move the needle. But now this deranged author whose books in the past have already been put into question, politically motivated hit pieces, and some of the claims that he's made. Now he's claiming, and I guess the insinuation is this guy hangs out with Jeffrey Epstein, and he claims Jeffrey Epstein, he was having lunch with Epstein, but he's the good guy in all this. He's having lunch with Epstein, and he shows him pictures of Donald Trump at the pool with young girls. And that's their big November surprise. Oh, Trump, Epstein, they're bringing that back up. As if you guys had that, you wouldn't have already released it or tried to stop him with it years ago. But, of course, it's the same thing. They're all reporting it, syndicating it, reposting it. So that and the big Liz Cheney fake news are the hit pieces on Trump today. We'll give you all the latest information, including videos from the scenes of some of these early polling locations. Not good, folks. Not good. More shenanigans, more disruptions, more glitches. 3 days, 8 hours, 53 minutes until election day. Of course, many of you have likely already voted, like myself. The election is already ongoing. We've already had many issues, many shenanigans, many legal fights, as we are truly into the final hours, the last days until the presidential election. And there are some big developments. There are some interesting things happening in these early voting locations and, of course, with the voting machines. Let's quickly get into the latest data and information we have before we dive into some of the sights and sounds at the early voting locations where there's all kinds of problems in the major swing states that are run by Democrats. Go figure. The swing states that are run by Democrats. Amazing stuff. What the early voting data shows about new voters, a group that could swing the election, NBC News, and they're, oh, we're going to have record turnout again, of course, record turnout again. So they're preparing you for the vote steroids. And the new voters primarily are an NBC News desk analysis of state voter data shows there are signs of an influx of new female Democrat voters in Pennsylvania and new male Republican voters in Arizona, two of the most important swing states. So they're going to try to win Pennsylvania on the abortion issue. And now they got another, I mean, I don't know which one was worse. We saw the, I mean, folks, it's just what they do. The Democrats published a pro-masturbation porn campaign ad that we showed you that's quite graphic. They've got a new one that's even more graphic now. I'll give you a fair warning before I play it. But there you see the data from NBC News and these newly registered voters. And look, it's just sad, okay? It's just sad how they've brainwashed women into voting based off of abortion and abortion only. And that's really the biggest increase when you look at these graphs and all these metrics. Yeah, there's been an increase in male voters, but it's nowhere near Democrat females. And the only reason they're doing it is because they think it's all about abortion. And that's why they're running these new ads that we'll show you another one. It's like, oh, the Republicans, now they're going to ban your birth control. Which, of course, is never going to happen. It's not a real push. It's a very fringe issue on the far right. Maybe there's like three congressmen that are Republicans that have even talked about it. So it's not even a real issue. And then they make that the focus, and they have women scared. And then they tell them, you got to go vote for your rights. And then they go register to vote. And it's mostly happening on college campuses, in liberal college campuses, where it's very easy to reach these people. It's very easy to set up a voter booth and a voter drive. But just imagine, and you know, I don't know if it's even fair to say one single issue will be the determining factor of this election. And I think that of all the issues, voter fraud, a stolen election is going to outweigh all of them. But imagine if that's the issue. Abortion. And then what's even more sad is that would be the losing issue. That would be the issue that would end up hurting the economy, hurting border security, hurting foreign relations and everything else. Abortion? But that's just based off of the newly registered voter data. And then you could also point to voter turnout in the past, but we'll see what happens with this election. Early voting reaches such heights that some Georgia polls may be Election Day ghost towns. Oh, again, prepping you for the vote steroids yet again. So I think it's pretty clear here. You're going to have record turnout again. And Trump will probably get 70 million minimum. But whatever it is, Harris will set the new record. If they go all out, if they go for the steal. Now, again, they've been caught with the double counting in Georgia. They've been caught with the double counting in Michigan. We've had voter roll purges successfully happening in multiple states, including Texas. So they might not be able to pull it off. But I'm just telling you, they're ready. That's their plan. If they could pull it off is another story. But that's their plan, is that you'll see record number of votes for Kamala Harris, just like you saw for Joe Biden. And of course, it'll be Donald Trump setting the record, but they'll then beat the record, just like in 2020. And so that's what they're projecting with all the new mainstream media analytics, with all the new mainstream media data. They're saying record turnout, going to be the most votes ever. Polls show Kamala Harris with big leads among early voters. Now, I agree that is what it's showing. But it's a bit of a misnomer. It's mostly mail-in ballots where this is happening. And it's not Harris, it's Democrats. You don't request a ballot through Harris, you have to request it through the Democrats. We'll get to the direct information here shortly, but let's just be perfectly clear. Yes, Democrats have shown better numbers in the data that's available when it comes to early voting and mail-in voting. And if you take a look at the entire country, yes, that's true. However, you don't know they're voting for Harris, per se. And it's mostly mail-in ballots. Got a problem with that? Do you have a problem with mail-in ballots determining the election? Oh, what do you know? We're going to set records again. As soon as they introduce mail-in ballots nationwide, no voter ID. Democrats try to stop you from clearing the rolls. Mail-in ballots nationwide. Oh, you got record turnout again. Whoa. Wow. No kidding. So you can go look at all of this stuff, and it's both sides are claiming victories here, both sides are claiming defeats here. So just take all the noise aside, and let's look at the actual data. And then we'll go to the ground. Pennsylvania Republicans continue to close the gap. But even if you look at the best case scenario, let's say 100% of independents are going to vote for Trump. You're still down in Pennsylvania by hundreds of thousands. And, I mean, you can claim that Republicans go vote on election day and that will swamp the vote, as they're saying, or that will make it too big to rig. I don't know if I'd rely on that, quite frankly. And if you're dealing with another situation of vote steroids, then Pennsylvania's not looking good, in my opinion. Now, there's been more issues at the polling locations in Pennsylvania. We'll show you some of that. We've got some videos of some of that coming up. And we'll also, when we get through all the news, take calls from Pennsylvania on what people are seeing themselves. But I would say, based off of this continuing trend, that I'd still have Pennsylvania going blue. So, again, Donald Trump has to win Pennsylvania by 500,000 to win it by one. But you're probably going to be looking at a situation on election day. Republicans are going to be down probably a quarter million, I'd say. And then they'll just say, well, we got to keep counting. Now, remember, they've reversed what they did in 2020 because we the people caught them. So instead of having the vote Viagra at 3:30 in the morning for Joe Biden with 350,000 votes in Pennsylvania in the dead of night, Trump leading the state the entire day, 3:30 in the morning, vote Viagra for Biden, goes straight up, just enough for him to win, then they call the election for Biden. This time, they did that before the election. So this time, the vote Viagra was before the election, and then we'll see what goes on during the day. Don't be surprised if they call Pennsylvania for Harris at like 2 p.m. I'm serious. Do not be surprised. And again, I'm like, I'm not an accelerationist, but kind of part of me is like, I want them to do it. Because there's still this naivety and there's still this like just, and I get it. But it's this belief that, yeah, we're going to win Pennsylvania. We put in the effort. We've done the work. And you have. But unfortunately, that's not how our elections work. No. And Republicans get it more now, and they understand the issues more than they ever have, and the lawsuits are flying. But do not be surprised if they call Pennsylvania at 2 o'clock for Harris. I'm dead serious. So Trump, I mean, depending on how aggressive they want to try to do it in Pennsylvania, the vote Viagra is going to happen right out of the gates. Trump will probably, Republicans will probably start the day 250,000 votes down. Maybe they can close the gap on Election Day. Maybe they can. And then maybe they just count Pennsylvania for a week until they have enough votes for Harris. Or they'll just declare it for Harris at 2 p.m. And again, there's more issues on the early voting. We'll have that coming up. North Carolina continues to look good, but this is assuming, well, actually, well, I guess here's the update in North Carolina. Independent mail-in and early votes have now outpaced Democrats. So I still believe North Carolina goes red with this data. Now independent votes outpacing Democrats in North Carolina. So nothing changing there. That still looks solid for Trump. Now, we got the same issue happening in Georgia. And this is where they're saying record numbers are turning out. And it's mostly in the Democrat strongholds. There's a couple rural areas that are seeing an increase in early voting. But you'll probably have more votes than ever recorded in Georgia. By far. You're going to see the biggest voter turnout in Georgia ever. And I don't know. We'll see what that means. We'll see what that means. But most of it, as of now, the early voting, it's going to be almost 4 million early voting. And it's basically all in the Democrat strongholds. It's basically all in Atlanta or the greater Atlanta area. So, you're going to start probably, I mean, you might be a million down in Georgia when the election day starts. And it's crazy, isn't it? To think Georgia is a blue state now? And even if you do believe it, it's all because of Atlanta. It's simply because of Atlanta. And one blue city can change the fate of the entire state's electoral votes. Crazy. And that's what we're looking at. But the gap in Georgia, now, we don't get the party affiliation with the early voting in Georgia like we do in Pennsylvania, but if the trends go the way they have in the greater Atlanta area, Fulton County, everything else, I mean, you're starting the day 500,000, maybe 1 million votes down if you're Trump in Georgia. So that's going to be that'll be a comeback of historic proportions if they can pull it out. Maybe it's the vote Viagra. Same thing. It's the vote Viagra early this time. Not 3:30 in the morning. Not the fake water main break. Now, not the mail-in ballots, the truckloads coming in at 3 in the morning in the darkness of night and then scurrying around to count them all as many times as they need. Now they're doing it before the election. The only state where the numbers in these major battleground states don't seem to be majorly inflated is Michigan, where you now have 1.7 absentee ballots. Again, I don't get it, how these absentee ballots are such astronomical numbers in Michigan, but here we are. Almost 2.5 million. You'll have about 2.5 million people that have voted early in Michigan via absentee or early voting. And it's mostly in the Democrat strongholds. Same deal. mostly in the Democrat strongholds. Now, it's the absentee voting in Georgia, or excuse me, it's the absentee voting in Michigan, most of these votes, not in person, where in Georgia, it's mostly in person. And then it's just massive mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. I mean, it's the vote Viagra for the Democrats. It's mail-in ballots coming in semi-trucks for Democrats before the election in Pennsylvania. So I don't like the data there. Now, the big win for Republicans in Michigan is they stopped the duplicate ballots from being counted. It could have potentially been hundreds of thousands, and it would have been all for the Democrats, obviously. It always goes that way because they know the game. You just accidentally or have a glitch in the Democrat areas because you know there's 70% Democrat voters, and if you just recount 70%, 70%, 70%, 70%, you increase your lead statewide. So they got caught in that. They got caught, and that got shut down in Michigan. But still, the early voting numbers in Michigan, you're starting down. You're starting the day behind. So I would say at this point, that's the Democrat strategy. They're going with the vote Viagra before the election instead of after, because we all caught them, we the people caught them in 2020 with the vote Viagra after the election. So now they're just doing it before the election. So you're starting down in Michigan, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. I mean, look, everybody's got to go out and vote. And I will explain this one more time because it's worth it. I have friends that are refusing to vote because they say the whole thing is rigged. And even if you believe that, you still need to vote for multiple reasons. But the two main reasons are one, if you don't show up as voting, one of two things is going to happen. Someone else is going to vote for you. Or two, when you try to take political action and you actually go to the party level and they see you don't vote, they're not going to listen to you. They're going to see you don't vote. They're not going to care. So those are the two those are the two things that happen if you don't vote. But this is the more, I would say, important one, because they don't want you to vote. They want you to give up. They want you to lose faith in the system. By going out and voting is your exhibition of faith in the system, that when the system is run properly, it works. So if you just say, well, the whole thing is rigged, I give up, I'm not voting, that's what they want, and then they can have the excuse to just not vote anymore. Plus, if you're not even voting, then why do you complain anyway? I mean, you know, so there's even a level to that. If you don't even take the time and energy and effort to go out and vote, can you really complain? Sure, you can complain. You get a First Amendment. I get it. You have to go vote to exhibit that you have faith in the system when it's run properly. And then when it gets rigged and stolen from you, you can say, wait a second, I took part in this system I had faith in. You stole it. You rigged it. I have a problem with that. So no, you should still vote, even if you believe it doesn't count, even if you believe the whole thing is rigged. Maybe it's even more important for you to vote. So everybody's still got to go out and vote. But that's where we're at right now. And we got a couple other legal battles we're going to get to here, as well as videos from on the ground in Virginia, in Pennsylvania, in Illinois. Pennsylvania is just insane, folks. This state is just, they have just screwed that state so badly. And, Trump didn't win Pennsylvania by a big margin in 2016, but he did win it. And then he was going to win it at a bigger margin in 2020 before the vote Viagra for Joe Biden at 3:30 in the morning. So they just said, they can't let Pennsylvania become a red state, and they just They just destroyed that state's voting integrity. I mean, they just raped it. They just raped Pennsylvania's voting integrity. I mean, it is just destroyed, folks. The mail-in ballots, the 10-to-1 Democrat poll watchers, the voter signature verification. I mean, all just it's a joke. The early voting system, this thing has been completely turned over. The Democrats have destroyed the voting process in Pennsylvania, all because Trump turned it red. All because Trump turned it red. Don't forget how John Fetterman, bless his heart, a guy that can't think, the closest thing to a mongoloid you've ever had in Congress, beats Dr. Oz. I'm telling you, Pennsylvania is a problem. All right, let's quickly pull up the electoral map here, and let's take a look at where we're at before we go on the ground to some of these areas with more of the early voting issues. Yeah, I think that this is probably still where I have it. I do have bad news, actually, today, and maybe I'm getting gaslit. I'll be honest. Maybe I'm getting gaslit, but I just have to be honest with you. I don't even know if I want to do it, but I think Virginia, I have to put up for grabs now. Because, and I'm probably being gaslit, because, I mean, look, I look at Virginia, I look, Glenn Youngkin gets elected, Winsome Sears gets elected. I want to believe Trump can win Virginia, but some new polls just came out and they didn't look good. So I might be getting gaslit by polls. I will be honest. I might be getting gaslit by polls. Maybe Youngkin can keep Virginia red. They have had legal victories there. But I just am a little concerned about the latest poll numbers, and Trump has not won Virginia before. So some of these late polls had me a little concerned. I'm putting Virginia as a toss-up now. I hate to do it, but that's just, I'm just being honest. Now, I will say some of the news we're getting out of Arizona is very good. The news we're getting out of Arizona is very good. I'm not ready to flip it red, but it continues to trend. It continues to trend towards a Trump win of Arizona. So if there's some give and take here, we lose a little ground in Virginia, but we're gaining ground in Arizona. So this is my latest electoral map update. Even with the bad early numbers in Michigan, I still do believe it's now up for grabs since they stopped the duplicate ballots. It's all going to come down to these mail-in ballots, folks. It's all going to come down to the mail-in ballots. Now, I don't know if they're going to pull the same vote steroid, vote Viagra for Harris like they did for Biden when Trump wins the states, and then they just flip it with the vote Viagra at the end of the night. They might not do that. They might just decide, well, let's just do it before the election. Maybe they won't notice it like they did after. But Trump is playing from behind in Michigan, no doubt. Trump is playing from behind in Michigan, no doubt. But let's just be perfectly honest. Mail-in ballots should never exist. It needs to be outlawed. It's a problem. And it's how elections are rigged. And it's how elections are stolen. And it's how election fraud is committed at the most basic level. And you can get here and have debates about voting machines, and that's fine. That's more of a mystery element. The mail-in ballot is not a mystery element. It is an issue, and it needs to be outlawed. In fact, Trump needs to promise to outlaw it day one. And if he's too afraid to say it, fine, he needs to do it as soon as he gets into office. And something has to happen in Pennsylvania, because the way they run their election should be illegal. In fact, it is illegal, actually. 10-to-1 Democrat poll watcher. So it already is illegal. What a joke. That lawsuit is just hanging in the air. Isn't that nice? The Democrat courts are making sure that they don't get that lawsuit settled before Election Day. Suppose they could give you something Monday, but so what? Republicans would probably show up to poll watch, but it's going to be 10 to 1. You're going to have areas where there isn't a single Republican poll watcher, like in Philadelphia, where they block the cameras from seeing into the tabulation centers. I mean, it's just a joke, man. It's just a joke. Except it's not funny. Oh, protect democracy, protect democracy. These Democrats have raped democracy. Oh, and by the way, they've used democracy to rape you. And by the way, wait till you see Kamala Harris talking about democracy on her campaign. Oh, my gosh. It's getting to a point now where she's like, she's done. She's shot. And so I don't know how she can even be the president. In fact, I think she's realized that she can't even do it, to be honest. But if Joe Biden can do it with half a brain missing, and, you know, so I think that she can probably at least pretend to do it, at least exist through it. But folks, she is shot. This woman is shot. So you'll see that coming up. CPAC claims evidence of Wisconsin illegal ballot harvesting. In its effort to catch election fraud, the Conservative Political Action Conference this week claimed it had photographic evidence of illegal ballot harvesting in Wisconsin. Yeah, well, we have a whole documentary about it, actually, by Dinesh D'Souza called 2,000 Mules, so there's video evidence, too. Chairman Matt Schlapp said his CPAC Foundation filed a complaint on Wednesday with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, complete with a witness account of the alleged crime conducted in broad daylight outside Milwaukee City Hall. The witness said in a statement that he saw somebody jam up to 500 ballots into an unguarded ballot box and then flee when he realized he was being photographed. I'm sorry to laugh. It's just such a joke. And we have to sit here and... debate over all these stupid things that they just steal the elections, folks. So I get, hey, let's debate over the issues and let's have at it over where we should do better on turnout and all this stuff. They freaking take 500 ballots, jam them into an unguarded box and run away and like the Night Stalker. And you're going to sit here and debate over this issue or this group or this voter turnout. Oh, my gosh. Meanwhile, there's somebody right behind you with a stack of ballots shoving them in there. Can't even get them in. So many damn ballots, they can't even fit them into the frickin' box. It's a joke. So the Democrats rule, you can't even have video surveillance. You can't even have video surveillance of the drop boxes. They got caught in 2020. People got caught with illegal ballots. So they did a fingerprint check to catch them. So they started wearing gloves. They started wearing gloves when they were jamming the ballots in. This is clown world stuff. I forget what state it was. They caught a Democrat Party campaign official jamming mail-in ballots into a deal. The Democrats fired her because she got caught. She's on video. In its complaint, the Washington-based group said the law requires that ballots be mailed by the elector or delivered in person to the municipal clerk issuing the ballot or ballots unless the elector is disabled. It added that CPAC believes the facts provided established probable cause to believe a violation of Wisconsin law has occurred and urges the Wisconsin Electors Commission to promptly investigate these allegations. CPAC received reports of illicit ballot harvesting at the drop box location outside Milwaukee City Hall. A witness reported an individual depositing a significant number of absentee ballots into the drop box before fleeing the scene. Ballot harvesting is illegal under Wisconsin law. CPAC is committed to protecting our elections and urges the Wisconsin Election Commission and local law enforcement to investigate these allegations. And in fact, guys, would you pull up this story so I can read the witness statement as well? I cut that off in my print. Mail-in ballots have to be illegal. I mean, you don't have to do too many things to make election integrity something that we all feel confident in. Get rid of mail-in ballots. Really, you should probably get rid of the voting machines, but you can even make it so we're confident in those. Here's the statement from the witness. I have personal knowledge of the matters set forth herein, and if called as a witness, I could and would testify competently as to the truth of such matters. On October 25th, 2024, at approximately 7:55 p.m., I witnessed an individual who appeared to deposit a bag full of absentee ballots into a drop box. It is my understanding that ballot trafficking is a violation of Wisconsin state law and that each elector must deliver their own absentee ballot unless the elector is disabled. I was sitting in my car with my son outside of the City Hall drop box location at 200 East Wells Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So, I mean, basically, these are mail-in ballots. They're classified as absentee, but they're basically, for all intents and purposes, it's a mail-in ballot. So he just goes on to describe how it was dropped off, and he believes it was maybe even 500. And this is doubtful. If it's 500 here, it's another 500 there, it's another 500 there. Eventually, it's 6,000, 7,000. I think Wisconsin was determined by 12. I mean, it was smaller than 20,000, Wisconsin, in 2020, the margin of victory. That's what's going on. And James O'Keefe has also had multiple witnesses of this reach out to him. And he has said, last I saw, he has at least 50 people now wearing undercover cameras that are witnessing this stuff. So this thing is going to go crazy, ladies and gentlemen. This thing is going to go crazy because, again, they're going for their vote Viagra before the election instead of after it like they did in 2020 to steal it. So they stole it in 2020 with the vote Viagra after. This time they're doing it before. This time people are prepared. This time they're catching it on camera. So it's not going to be the signed affidavits, the eyewitness testimony, and all these hearings after the election. Now it's going to be like the day before the election, during the election, which is going to make it much more relevant, going to put all the eyes on it. And they're probably anticipating this. Congress is freaked out about Trump-focused violence after election. Congress gripped by fears of post-election violence. So again, this is how it goes. If Harris wins, nobody's going to believe it. We'll see what the response from your establishment conservative news outlets are. Even they might not believe it. Even they might be willing to call this deal out day one. We'll see. We'll see what the response from the actual Republican Party, House Republicans, everybody. We'll see what that response is. That's I think, maybe a mystery element. 70, 80%? Maybe 100%? I mean, it's definitely the vast majority of people that are going to be voting for Trump or just not even voting. They're not going to believe Trump lost. So you're going to have 60, 70, 80 million people that just won't even believe Trump lost. And forget about who actually wins or loses. Just forget about it. This is what's going to happen. No one's going to believe Trump lost. And so that's going to create some kind of crazy election vacuum, political vacuum up to the inauguration. It's just a total mystery element. Or Trump wins, and then the Democrats are going to do everything they can. There's going to be three things that are going to happen. They're going to do everything they can to set Trump up for failure before the inauguration. Then you're going to have the Democrats on January 6th, 2025, contest the election and refuse to certify, which might fail. It probably will fail, but that's what they're going to try to do. In fact, I would say 110% January, when Trump wins, if Trump wins, 110% bet on it. The Democrats will contest and will try to stop the certification on January 6, 2025. They will fail. Then there will be riots at the inauguration. Then the attacks and the sabotage of Trump's presidency will begin. So these are all your potentials just laid out for you right here. Now, we're going to go to the ground on some of these early voting locations where there's issues. We got Trump live. Where is Trump today, guys? Let's pick it up real quick.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello. Hello, everybody. Hello, Michigan. Hello.
Michigan.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're not going to have this too much longer. You know, we're winding down. We're winding down. 9 years we've been doing it, right? And now we're winding down, and hopefully we'll be going to the next phase, which is turning our country around. Because we've got a little bit of a mess to take care of, don't we, huh? A little bit of a mess. But we'll get it done, and we'll get it done right. But we're going to miss these rallies, aren't we, huh? But there'll be even better rallies in a different form. I think we'll say that, right? Front row Joes. They'll be even better, but they'll be in a different form. And really the form that we want, that's what we've been striving for. We have to get out and vote, everybody. Don't take any chances. Because Kamala's never going to be able to do it. She won't be able to do it. Not even a thought of doing it. Doesn't know how to do it. Doesn't even know how to say to do it. We cannot take any chances, so you got to get out to vote. And I can only say that it's been the experience of a lifetime for a lot of us. Some of you have been to 300 rallies. I see these people. And you're going to look back at this time in life, you know, and you're going to say there was something very, very special about what we all did together. We all did it together. There's never been anything like that. We'll have everything so good and fixed up and perfect. We'll have everything perfect. And then in 4 years, somebody will come down and that person's going to be hot as a pistol. And you know what they're going to draw? About 300 people. That's what you draw. A politician draws 250, 300 if they're good. If they're bad, they draw like 8 people, like Biden used to draw, right? Remember, he used to fill up. Remember the circles? Couldn't fill up the circle. So he used the fake news media to fill up the circles. But no, it's different. But there'll never be, in the world, there'll never be anything like what we've done. We've done something that's unprecedented. And we've had fun, but now we have to get, hopefully, to work. We got to win. You got to get out and vote. And then we're going to do a real job for you all. And we're going to meet again many times, I hope. But this has been the thrill of a lifetime for me and for you and for everybody. And now we want to take that thrill and turn it into let's do business, right? Let's do business. So it's great to be back in this beautiful state with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. And I'd like to begin by asking a very simple question. I've been doing that lately because it seems so poignant. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? I don't think so. I don't think so. It's been...
So we'll monitor this. He'll probably speak for at least an hour, and I'm sure he has other events planned for today as well. And I was thinking about this last night, and we'll go to the videos from on the ground in these early locations, early voting locations, where people are having issues voting. But I was thinking about this last night because, you know, I get it, and I'm the same way. I'm probably like you. I like having a good time. I do. Went to a little Halloween gathering last night, set up my MAGA pumpkin, had some fun, some kids coming around, you know, in all their great costumes and everything. I like having a good time, and I'd like to celebrate should Trump win. In just a couple days from now, I'd like to celebrate. But, I, you know, It's like we're not really going to get the honeymoon phase. They're going to run so many plays and obstacles set up to try to destroy Donald Trump's presidency and hurt the American people and just do as much damage on their way out as possible ahead of trying to stop the certification. And then once he gets in, they're going to get, it's going to be the same crap. It's going to be 2016, probably worse. So, and somebody brought it up to me the other day. I ran into somebody, I don't remember where, and they just shook my hand. They were like, yeah, I remember watching you and Alex on the 2016 election, and he was warning people. He was, even though, you know, people were celebrating and we won and everything felt good, he was warning people it would be worse. I was like, yeah, probably going to be something similar. Now, I don't know what the attitude around here is going to be, but I mean, they're not just going to let us take this country back. It's like, what does a real victory even look like for us? Yeah, we can have political victories and maybe we can get Trump back in the White House and turn the economy around. Shut the border down, get some things right again. But, you know, what about all the missing children? What about all the blackmail? What about all the foreign influence? What about all the bought and paid for and sell out politicians? What are we going to do about that? When do we get that victory? You look at all these new allegations about Diddy, and then every Kamala Harris event, a new associate of Diddy going to the Diddy parties comes out and endorses Harris. It's like, oh, yeah, look, another Diddy person. Oh, yeah, look, another Diddy party attendee. Now it's LeBron James. Now it's J-Lo. Oh, yeah, you know, they go to Diddy parties. They endorse Harris. What do you know? So what about what they're up to? What about all the blackmail? What about all the missing kids? What about the Epstein clients? What about the foreign influence? What about the foreign money laundering? What about the corrupted intelligence agencies? Well, I guess maybe we can do something about that. We can shut them down politically. Yeah, there's all your Harris endorsements. All right. Let's just move on. I've gone long here. So we're going to come back in the second hour. We're going to talk about, we're just going to completely bury this latest lie. We'll show you the full Trump clip about Liz Cheney, and then we'll show you what the left was saying about the Cheneys years ago. Now they love the Cheneys. That's fun. And then we'll show you some of the other media as well. I'll tell you what, quickly, let's just, let's go to Trump here talking about his new policy on homeschooling in clip 12 as we get into the second hour. Roll clip 12.
When I'm reelected, I will do everything I can to support parents who make the courageous choice of homeschool. Under the Trump tax cuts, we allowed families to use 529 education savings accounts to spend up to $10,000 a year tax-free on tuition for grades K through 12. This was a tremendous win for school choice, very important, school choice, remember that term. And yet that benefit did not apply to homeschoolers. So to support the growing homeschool movement, in my next term, I will immediately fight to allow homeschool parents the same incredible benefit, $10,000 a year per child, completely tax-free to spend on costs associated with homeschool education. I will also work to ensure that every homeschool family is entitled to full access to the benefits available to non-homeschool students, including participating in athletic programs, clubs, after-school activities, educational trips, and more. To every homeschool family, I will be your champion. Do not vote Democrat. They are looking to destroy you. If you don't mind my saying that, Joe Biden can't put two sentences together, and yet he's looking to destroy you.
By the way,
do not vote Democrat.
I would say there's a better policy, actually, than the homeschooling tax break. I'd say the better policy is we're going to cut federal income taxes. We're just going to cut them. You got to cut them. It's too much. And then you got $10,000 in your pocket. You can spend on whatever you want. So that's the better policy. But, I mean, I know a lot of homeschoolers. I don't think I know a single one that would ever vote Democrat. I mean, there's a reason why they homeschool. All right, let's pop back into Donald Trump in Michigan here quickly for this short segment. Then we'll get into the issues at the polling locations that we have here. And then we'll tackle the latest hit piece. I mean, it's just the biggest defamation maybe that you've ever seen against Donald Trump, and that's saying a lot. But before we get into that here coming up in the second hour, let's pop back into Trump's rally real quick in Michigan.
Make America great again. I'm studying my hair. Looks not so good today. It's not a good hair day, but who cares? Not a good hair day for me. Ay, ay, ay. Oh. I don't want to look. But we have breaking news. It's actually bad news. It's only good for one thing. If you happen to be running against the stupid fools that created this news, it's bad news. Bad news for the country. It was just announced a little while ago that brand new jobs report proves decisively that Kamala Harris and Crooked Joe have driven our economy off a cliff. And if she gets four more years, your family is never going to, you're never going to recover from these stupid people. Because we're being taken advantage of by every country all over the world, including our allies. And in many cases, our allies are worse than our so-called enemies, okay, on trade. Nationwide, this just came out. Listen to this. You got to study these numbers, right? Does anybody have a pencil? Please take it down. Nationwide, the economy created, this is the lowest number in years, a pitiful 12,000 jobs last month. Whoa. Hundreds of thousands of jobs less than what it should be. I never heard of 12,000 jobs. That's not even believable. And when they revise it downward in a few weeks, it will be much lower than that. They'll have to revise it downward. And just think, this is not good news for them. I mean, how would you like to have an election in 4 days and you just had the worst jobs report in the history of our country, practically? Now, think of it. You're running for office. They announce, you know, the best thing they have going? The fake news, because they won't even write about it. The fake news. The fake news won't even write about it. By the way, how good was Bobby Kennedy Jr.? How good was he? And he's so into health and all. He's going to take care of women's health and men's health and your children's health. I said, you could do anything. You just go ahead and enjoy yourself. But just do me one favor. Leave the liquid gold alone. Let me handle that. We're going to make a fortune. We're going to make, Bobby, please leave that alone, Bobby. Just let me handle that. Oh, we're going to make so much money. But just think, a few months ago, they fraudulently claimed, do you remember this? 2 months ago, 818,000 jobs were created when, in fact, there were none. It was a fraud. There was a fraud. And people reported it to the FBI, but the FBI decided to do nothing. Are you shocked to hear that? It was a total lie, and they thought they'd be able to get away with it right through the election. But fortunately, there was a person known as a whistleblower.
Well, this is going to be the theme now because, I mean, folks, They lie against Donald Trump in ways you can't even imagine. Now they're lying about the jobs numbers. We'll show you that. I mean, this Liz Cheney quote lie. Oh, and now maybe they're finding out that the transcript they edited of Joe Biden calling us garbage might have been criminal. That was a lie. So we got that coming up.
Yes, the big jobs report, and the prophecy came true. Jobs light, 12,000. 12,000 in non-farm payroll. That is the lightest going back to December of 2020.
Wow. COVID job numbers. COVID job numbers. Washington Post calls it the slowest pace in years. Axios even calls it the ugly jobs report. Fragile labor market. Uglier than expected. But of course, what are they doing? See, they've got that, man, they've got this game so rigged. So I'm going and looking up stories, looking at how it's reported. And they've got it all rigged. They've got it all gamed out. So if you go look for economic news today, you know what's going to pop up? I'm sure it's just a coincidence they're publishing these stories everywhere today as well. How climate change will impact your food and electric bills, the economy, and more. So as the job reports hit, and it's that bad, it's ugly, it's fragile, it's the worst since COVID, then they put their cover stories out, which is the climate is hurting the economy, the strikes are hurting the economy, it's all the climate, it's all the strikes. So when you search economic news today, that's what shows up. The economy is being crushed by climate. Not the horrible jobs report. Not the horrible leadership of Biden-Harris. Where is Biden? Anybody seen Biden since he was molesting kids on Halloween? Or, oh, I'm sorry, biting them. I apologize to Biden. Wife running around in a panda suit. So you search for economic news today. It says climate. So that you don't see the real economic news and the jobs reports. And exactly. Trump's right. And they lie about that. Probably lost 12,000 jobs. Oh, we actually put a plus instead of a minus. They'll wait till after the election to correct that. They'll wait till after the election. But I'll tell you what, since lying is the theme of these crooks, see, how do you, it's like you can't even explain to somebody that's just completely brainwashed how they just lie, how the mainstream media just lies. And of course, you know, in this case, in this window of time, they just lie about Donald Trump. They lie about Donald Trump's policies. And then people believe it. But notice how they never lie for Donald Trump. They never lie for his policies. It's always against, and it's blatant. I mean, this might be the worst we've ever seen, and that's saying a lot. And it's not as maybe criminal or destructive to the nation like the Russian collusion lie was, but this is like just pure, they know they're lying, and they do not care. That's the phase we've reached. And that's all they have at this point. They know they're lying and they do not care. Even if you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, like we'll show you Kamala Harris responding to the Liz Cheney quote. We'll show you the Arizona Attorney General responding to the Liz Cheney quote. They maybe don't even know. So it's just, benefit of the doubt is they never even heard the clip. They've never even seen the clip. They're just going along for the ride. Obviously, worst case scenario, probably the realistic. They have heard the clip. They do know the real quote. They don't care. They're lying. So you just have to make your reasonable deductions here. Why would they lie like this? Why are they so corrupt? Why? And how could you want anything to do with these people, their beliefs, their politics? Why would you let them control your thought, your vote, when they just blatantly lie? So let's do this. Should we play the Trump clip first? Let's play the full Trump clip with Tucker Carlson first. And the wording on this is all kind of screwy, guys. So, okay, yeah, let's go ahead. This is the actual Carlson-Trump interview, full Liz Cheney clip, not edited out of context like they do. And so here it is, clip 9.
Is it weird for you to see Liz Cheney, that'd be Dick Cheney's repulsive little daughter, running against you with Kamala Harris?
Well, I think it hurts Kamala a lot, actually. Look, she's a deranged person. But the reason she couldn't stand me is that she always wanted to go to war with people. I don't want to go to war. She wanted to go. She wanted to stay in Syria. I took them out. She wanted to stay in Iraq. I took them out. I mean, if it were up to her, we'd be in 50 different countries. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face. You know, they're all war hawks when they're sitting in Washington in a nice building saying, oh, gee, Will, let's send 10,000 troops right into the mouth of the enemy. But she's a stupid person. And I used to have, I'd have meetings with a lot of people, and she always wanted to go to war with people.
So, if Donald Trump would have said that exact quote in, say, 2004, 2006, probably up till about 2012 even, that would have been leftist, liberal, progressive, Democrat speak right there. That would have been mainstream Democrat Party rhetoric just 15 years ago. Mainstream. Your average liberal Democrat would have said something very similar, or did say something very similar to that. Along the lines of, hey, these Republicans, they all love war so much, why don't they go to war? Why don't they go into a war zone? Why don't we send their sons and daughters to die? Specifically with the last name Cheney. And I've got the receipts to prove it. So that's the context. Trump is saying, these politicians, Liz Cheney, loves to go to war. Let's see how she would like going to war, having 9 enemies' barrels pointing at her. That's clearly what he's saying. He's not saying execute her. He's not saying hit squad. Obviously, they know that. Obviously, they know the context. And I wonder if they're actually afraid, if a liberal heard that for full quote, maybe they might vote for Trump, because they probably said or believed the same thing just 15 years ago when Cheney was the vice president. I mean, should I go through the dozens of articles from years ago that I had pulled up here? As if we don't remember that. As if we don't remember it was that type of feeling and belief that got Obama elected. Why did Barack Obama beat Hillary Clinton? Did he have the big machine in his favor? Not really. No. Obama was able to beat Hillary Clinton because he was very anti-Bush, specifically anti-Bush wars, very anti-Bush-Cheney wars. That's how he beat Hillary Clinton. This was mainstream liberalism that got Barack Obama elected. If Donald Trump would have said that in the 2000s, that is mainstream liberal Democrat speak. That is standard Democrat rhetoric. Now, this is all over their news. Trump calls for Cheney's execution, top of Drudge. I mean, Drudge has never been worse. It's sad that, but hey, whatever. Drudge can sell it to leftists and hope he's enjoying his life. It's fine. I mean, Washington Post. Trump suggests Cheney should have guns on her face. I mean, just look at all these headlines. Trump attacks Liz Cheney using violent war imagery. Trump on Liz Cheney. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her. Trump says war hawk Liz Cheney should be fired upon in escalation of violent rhetoric against his opponents. CNN. Trump using violent language attacks war hawk Liz Cheney. Well, I thought the Democrats were against the Cheneys and all their wars. I mean, it just goes on and on and on with these headlines. It's all over. They send you the push notifications. And they take it totally out of context. And it's exactly what a Democrat would have said during the Bush years. 100%. I've got all the receipts right here. 2011, Atlantic. Remembering why Americans loathe Dick Cheney. PBS. The dark side of Dick Cheney. Politico. Dick Cheney, I'd do it again in a minute. Cheney unapologetically defends the CIA's use of interrogation, torture, waterboarding. Vice President endorses torture. Cheney, Halliburton, the spoils of war. Cheney worked to expand government authority, secrecy. Dick Cheney fears prosecution for war crimes. 2011, war crimes. Dick Cheney's America is an ugly place. I can go on for days, ladies and gentlemen. Everything Trump just said there was standard Democrat rhetoric about Dick Cheney when Bush was president and even in some of the Obama years. See what they do? Trump says build a wall. He's racist. Kamala says build a wall. She's for border security. Now here's the worse. Here's the even worse part. And that's the media response and then the Democrat Party's response. I mean, this is just, these people are such scum, man. Let's go to CNN. Covering this, clip 8.
I don't think you even need to call it fired upon. He's saying quite explicitly and unambiguously that Liz Cheney should be shot, should be executed by firing squad.
Didn't say it.
4 days out from Election Day, and former President Donald Trump is escalating his violent rhetoric, suggesting one of his most prominent critics, the former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, should be fired upon.
Your reaction to what Donald Trump said about Liz Cheney?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it was completely inappropriate, dangerous, and unbecoming of a leader. Mr. Trump was literally going after someone who doesn't agree with him. So it shouldn't be a surprise when people come on TV and feel the need to agree with him.
When he says nine barrels shooting at her, that obviously evokes images of a firing squad. It evokes images of an execution.
Let's execute a political opponent who happens to be a woman. Because I don't like her. And, like, does that pull more low-propensity voters in his coalition to the polls? I honestly don't think so.
And I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb.
All right, so you just heard it from CNN there, and then there's the Trump clip just to show you the true context. Now, again, one of two things is true. Either they never even heard the clip or the context, and so they're just all going along for the ride here with the propaganda, or they did hear it and they do know the context and they're just consciously lying and propagandizing you. You know, neither one is good. You could argue which one is worse, but those are only two options here. And the funny thing is, you know, I don't know if Trump would have said something similar, but you know, Trump was anti-Bush wars too. Trump is on record, multiple TV interviews, magazine interviews. He was anti-Bush wars too. But now you liberals, oh, you love them now. You love those wars now, don't you? Anything Trump's against, you love it now. Hey, Trump likes breathing clean air. I hate clean air. Trump likes clean water. Clean water disgusts me. God forbid Trump come out and be positive for, like, trans sex or something. I mean, God. Oh, my gosh. All right, but this is the worst part. Here's Kamala Harris. Did she see the clip? Is Kamala Harris Is Kamala Harris knowingly lying or just hopping on the bandwagon of uninformed propagandists? Clip 13.
And then, even worse, he has increased his violent rhetoric, Donald Trump has, about political opponents, and in great detail, suggested rifles should be trained on former Representative Liz Cheney.
She sounds bad, folks. And by the way, it's even worse. We'll show you another clip coming up. Here's the Arizona Attorney General on CBS saying they're looking at charges for Trump. Clip 7.
And Bram Resnick, the political anchor and reporter from our NBC affiliate in Phoenix, KPNX, joins us. Talk about this breaking news regarding Donald Trump's comments that he made about Liz Cheney in Arizona last night. The Attorney General is responding.
That's right. I just spoke to Attorney General Chris Mays about 2 hours ago for the taping of my Sunday show. She told me she had just gotten off the phone with her criminal division chief, and she was investigating whether what Donald Trump said about Liz Cheney constituted a death threat under Arizona law. I'll tell you, under Arizona law, it is illegal to make threats or intimidate someone. Can be charged as a Class 1 misdemeanor, Class 6 felony. Chris Mays told me they're looking into it. I asked her whether this was just political speech, free speech. She said, we're checking to see if it crossed that line. But she also put it in the larger perspective. If you're here right now, you begin to understand how this place is ready for a high security event on Tuesday, an election. Our sheriff's office is talking about a no tolerance policy for protests. Chris Mays is activating all her agents. Every law enforcement wow. agency in the state is involved with protecting the vote, protecting voters. So that's Chris Mays
sounds
brought
like they're gonna
that
steal Arizona
conversation
to
that for Donald Trump to make these kinds of remarks at this time, such a really fraught and tense moment here in Maricopa County is just bad.
So it sounds like they're getting ready to steal Arizona, and they know no one's going to believe that Arizona went for Harris. That's what also that sounds like. Did you catch that? There's tensity in Arizona, folks. Arizona is red. And it's really not like Georgia, where you could almost believe that Atlanta could overwhelm the rest of the state and make it blue. It's like, yeah, maybe you could believe that. Phoenix ain't like that. Phoenix ain't some hardcore Democrat city. It's really kind of a mixed bag. A lot of people in Phoenix actually like Trump. So, I mean, the tensity in Arizona, folks, is high, especially in Maricopa County from the last two elections. Banning all protests? It sounds like they know what's about to happen in Arizona. It's going to go blue, and nobody's going to believe it. Nobody. Wow. Now, I'm telling you, something's wrong with Kamala, and my guess is she's just out of gas. It's like the tank is sputtering. It's just barely chugging along. It's about to have to pull over to the side of the road and get maintenance. She's shot. This was her at a rally last night. Not only can you tell that she's shot off of her voice, the teleprompter goes out and the lights go out. This is getting real bad, ladies and gentlemen. For Kamala Harris in clip 14.
Do you want to continue?
Yes.
Yeah.
We got a misfire. All right. Well, that's a deep tease for you right there. We have a technical misfire, so you'll have to wait and listen to Kamala just falling apart. Here we go. How about a Kamala Harris advisor then lying about Trump's statement instead? Clip 16.
And now he's going after Liz Cheney with this dangerous, violent rhetoric. I mean, think about the contrast between these two candidates. You have Donald Trump, who's talking about sending a prominent Republican to the firing squad, and you have Vice President Harris talking about sending one to her cabinet. This is the difference in this race. You have one candidate who's extending an arm and saying...
A firing squad was never said, so it's just another lie. But you know what's funny about that? Yeah, Harris did say... At a recent campaign, she's going to bring in people to her cabinet. She's going to open her arms to the opposition. What an absolute lie. But let's just pretend it's true. Okay, if you take everything that they say at face value, then what does that mean? Kamala Harris is going to put Nazis on her cabinet? Whoa. Kamala Harris commits to putting Nazis in her cabinet. Kamala Harris commits to putting racists in her cabinet. Kamala Harris commits to putting misogynists in her cabinet. That's their words. That's their description. So if you take all their things at face value, that's Kamala Harris saying she wants Nazis to work with her. Wow. Wow, that sounds bad, but this sounds even worse. Again, here she is. You can tell she's shot. You can tell she's done. The video of her on Marine One, she can't even keep her eyes open. Her voice sounds like crap, sputtering out. And teleprompter goes out, lights go out. Here it is.
You know what? Let me say something about this. We're here because we're fighting for a democracy. Fighting for a democracy.
Not a democracy.
Understand the difference.
Teleprompter's out.
What we are looking at is a difference in this election. Let's move forward and see where we are. Because on the issue, for example, of freedom of choice. That's okay. That's all right. That's all right. That's okay.
Yeah. It's not, actually. It's not okay. By the way, I want to do something when we get back to the other side and we start playing these videos with the issues at these early voting stations, and then we'll open up the phone lines for the human intelligence on the ground, what you're hearing. But I want to do something on their side, too. You know, again, democracy, democracy, democracy. Is the word democracy even in the U.S. Constitution? We're fighting for a democracy. A democracy. Yeah. Yeah, they want to vote away your rights. They want to vote away your freedoms. They want to vote away your country. Vote away your sovereignty. Vote away your wealth. Vote away your future. Vote away your children. They love democracy, don't they? They just love.
You know what? Let me say something about this. We're here because we're fighting for a democracy. Fighting for a democracy. And understand the difference here.
Democracy. They keep talking about democracy. But, you know, it's funny. We searched the United States Constitution and the word democracy is in it exactly zero times. Nope. Didn't find democracy in the U.S. Constitution one time. You know what is in the U.S. Constitution? Republic. In fact, do you want to know the exact quote where republic is in the U.S. Constitution? It's actually pretty interesting when you see it for yourself, when you read it for yourself. In Section 4, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. Isn't that interesting? A republican form of government guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, but democracy not mentioned once. Ooh. But let me explain the political science at play here. And really, this is what it comes down to. And this is what it should represent. And I think in practical purposes, it does. Democrat Party versus Republican Party. What does it really mean? The Democrat Party, the Democrats, want to have a democracy system where they can vote in whatever they want. They can vote in whatever policy. They can vote away your rights. That's what they want. They want everything to be determined by voting. Why? Because obviously, as we've seen, they can manipulate, they can deceive, they can propagandize, or they can even rig a vote. That's why they love a democracy. It's how they get power. It's how they take power from you and give it to themselves. It's how they destroy the idea of independence and self-government and put themselves in charge. That's why they love a democracy. No, democracy is not in our Constitution. Republic is. So the Republican Party represents the idea that no, there are certain unalienable rights given to us by the law of the land, by God, in the Bill of Rights, in the Constitution. That's the supreme law of the land. And then we have representatives that are decided based on a democratic process. But no, you have unalienable rights, and we have a Constitution and a Bill of Rights. That is the law of the land. You cannot vote it away. You cannot vote away our self-government. You cannot vote away our sovereignty. You cannot vote away our country, vote away our future. That's what the Democrats represent. That's why they love democracy. But it's not mentioned in the Constitution. Republican is. Do with that information what you please. Now, we're going to come back and show you all of these videos now, the latest issues we're seeing with on-the-ground early voting. But first, here's the latest from Alex Jones.
We are announcing Ultimate Hydroforce. Now, this is not just electrolytes. Okay, this is really a superfood, similar to Vitamin Mineral Fusion, but with a whole bunch more electrolytes and other things in there. It would take me a long time to go through the ingredients, three pages of them here, and what they do. But it's got super high quality vitamin C, niacin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. It's got pantothenic acid, vitamin B5, so key, calcium, magnesium, zinc, manganese, chloride, sodium, and more. Potassium, the list goes on and on. And it's all the highest quality sources of it on top of that. And then it funds my broadcast and the crew and all of us continuing on. So we need your support if InfoWars shuts down November 13th to continue on. Regardless, it's going to help us up our game if InfoWars survives. So please go check out this amazing supplement, the highest quality you're going to find, with big discounts and other great supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. We sought out the very best, highest quality, rehydrating product for pre-workout, post-workout, you name it. And we found a top company with top reviews that would let us private label it. And it's beyond just hydration. It's beyond just getting your electrolytes. It's a superfood. It's a pre-workout. It's a post-workout. You've got to go read all the ingredients that are in this bad boy. And then look at the insane low prices, between 30 and 50% off, depending on how many canisters you get of Ultimate Hydroforce. Now, again, go look at the ingredients for yourself and the quality of the ingredients and the amount of the ingredients. This baby is next level. This is beyond anything out there at anywhere near this low price. As you know, I always seek to bring you the very best supplements possible so you get a great response, great effects, and you want to come back and get them again. Like a restaurant wants to have tasty, good, delicious food. So there's a line out the door. Well, I've got to admit some false advertising, and next time we're reproduce this, or my sponsors do, we're going to probably have to change the name. And why is that? Well, it's simple. This is called Ultimate Hydroforce Electrolyte Drink Mix. But it's really a superfood, post-workout, pre-workout. That's why it's Ultimate Hydroforce and more, I guess you say. Hydration, energy, vitamins, minerals, health, immune system. Get your Hydroforce exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com.
All right, we just got an interesting tidbit here. The crew found this when we were looking up Trump Michigan election news earlier. They found very interesting story. It was actually just published today, which makes it even more interesting. We'll come back and show you this, but I've been teasing these videos for a minute now, so let's just go ahead and get into them. Here's another in-person line, in-person voting in Levittown, Pennsylvania. It's a complete disaster. People are waiting in line. And then it became such a disaster. I guess they had some sort of other issues. Crank the audio here for me, too. Yeah, okay. And then, and by the way, these are all Trump. This is major Trump country here. And then it was such an overhaul. I guess then they had a technical issue, and they were told that they can't even vote and to turn in their ballots, and the election workers would submit them later. How about that? How would you feel about that? Oh, here's your vote. Oh, I'll hand it to an election worker. We'll file it later. In a state where they have 10-1 Democrat poll watchers. Yeah, guys, start this one over. This is the guy explaining it. Oh, you don't get to vote today. We'll vote for you, basically.
My name is Michael Bannon. Let's not do that. So my name is Michael Bannon. You can fill this out. We'll do the best we can. I have no problem. I've tried my best. You can fill this out.
The top of your ballot. If you want it mailed to your house, or if you want to pick it up Thursday. If you elect Thursday, you can come here Thursday and pick up your ballot.
No, I'm a volunteer, but I will be happy to do this. Give it. I'll do it.
And then you'll pick up your ballot.
Thank you. Then he handed it in to me. Yes, I'll do that.
Would it be a line like that?
No. Hand your vote into the poll workers. 10-1 Democrat in Pennsylvania. Oh, hand it over now. Well, sure, we'll turn it in for you. We'll vote for you in a red county. The latest from James Blair. 5+ hour waits to vote early in Bucks County today. Bucks County elections officials did the bare minimum to comply with court's order to provide voting access through 5 p.m., they staffed some offices with just one or two people, ensuring long lines, voter suppression, stay in line. Man. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pennsylvania. Good. I hope this election doesn't come down to Pennsylvania, because that's not going to be a good conclusion, folks. Not going to be a good conclusion. Then you've got these continued videos. You guys can go ahead and put 5 and 6 on the screen. And this is, you know, you see these every day. They try to push Trump on the voting machine, and they try to push Trump. This is in, in Virginia it's happening too. They try to push Trump in the machine, and it flips it to Harris. Now, this one is hilarious. It's not, Harris is not even next to Trump. It's two down. It's two down. So it'd be one thing if you hit Trump and maybe it's just a little off. It's just, you know, just a little off the calibration. This is two down and it switched to Harris. Not right under Trump. Two down and it goes to Harris. Look at that. You gotta monitor it. That was Virginia. Go ahead, audio.
Do you want to continue?
Yes,
okay. Now, we're going to back up, and then when you put it in...
Just like this?
Yes,
okay.
Wait and see if it tells you if it's...
Okay.
It lets you know that you voted the way you wanted to. Can you see?
Yes.
Now,
it has Trump misspelled.
That's all we need, right?
And you have to do page 2.
It has Trump misspelled.
There should be a way to say next or something.
Yes.
So, so now you're dealing with a situation, and I've seen this multiple times, where Trump is misspelled on the ballot. Only Trump. Never seen it for Harris. Never seen any videos of the vote sweeping from Harris to Trump. Only from Trump to Harris. Never seen any ballots where Harris is spelled wrong. Only Trump. So you got to also look to make sure it's spelled right, because then they might just invalidate your ballot because it has a spelling error. There are shenanigans all over the place, and it's amazing. Oh, you might say, oh, yeah, things happen. It's a big election. You know, things go wrong. Well, why is it always wrong for Harris? Why is it always wrong in the favor of Democrats? Oh, I'm sure it's just a coincidence. And then you have this in Illinois. Cops get called and are apparently going to have to file a complaint because a voting location says non-citizens, it's illegal for you to vote. This is crazy. Basic sign. Basic, it's illegal for non-citizens to vote. The cops get called and say we have to file a charge clip for.
Because an allegation is made, we have to make a report on it. So if you guys have ID on you?
I'm not going to have a police report filed on me for... We're not beyond the electioneering line. We didn't do anything wrong because a lady was triggered by a sign. Mm-hmm. We have to have a police report filed on us? That sounds kind of extreme.
It's a voter thing.
Right, a voter thing. So what's the law that was broken?
Harassment, voting.
There's no harassment.
I know, but we'll have to do a report for the state.
Imagine every Democrat voter that pulls up here and gets triggered by us handing out Republican stuff. There's going to be 17 police reports on us today.
Fortunately.
We're not even talking to these people. I really would rather not have my name put on a police report.
And by the way, it's not even a Republican thing. It's a basic sign that says it's illegal for non-citizens to vote.
Wrong at all. Four people.
Can we talk to my sergeant real quick?
Okay, thank you.
But yeah, you pull up to a voting location.
It seems that the other side
and there's all kinds
is
of stuff for each side.
By this side.
So, no one called and complained to the election judge upstairs. Okay. So you guys are good. There's no report. Nothing's going to happen.
All right. Appreciate
so,
it.
Whoever saw this obviously misinterpreted whatever.
Right. No, it's just a liberal. Okay. It's just a liberal, deranged, lunatic Democrat.
You guys are. You're perfect.
Yep. Not doing anything wrong.
Now, this is just like it's amazing. So the cops end up doing the right thing, but they put these people through the ringer anyway. And, yeah, we can print out that story. I decided not to cover it because I think Ohio will be all right anyway, but I don't know. If you guys want to print that story out for me, we can look at that. And there's just so much going on. Yeah, bring me the Laura Trump tweet too. But it's like some nutbag leftist, by the way, the video said this woman apparently had purple hair. So, okay. Nothing wrong if you want purple hair, but, you know, there's a pattern. So, totally legal, totally lawful, a sign that doesn't even have anything political, just says it's illegal for non-citizens to vote. Liberal tries to file charges and have a police report. It's totally legal. I catch Democrats on video. Rob Dew comes up there with me. It's one of the funnier things we've ever done, but it was totally legit. We pull out the measuring tape. We literally pulled out a measuring tape, and we had multiple Democrats inside the illegal electioneering area handing out their political pamphlets and campaigning at a polling place on election day. Multiple Democrats. And I called them out right there on the spot. I was just voting, and I just knew it was illegal, so I pulled out my phone, called them out. They didn't move. Poll workers are right there. They don't say a damn thing. I call up Rob Dew, and I say, Rob, bring measuring tape. I've got multiple Democrats illegally campaigning here at the polling location. He pulls up. We literally, right there, pull out the measuring tape. They're both within it. We call the cops. Nothing happens. And they were actually breaking the law that day. And they just laugh. They just laugh. Sick of it, man. Sick of it. Speaking of breaking the law, Democrats always get away with it somehow, some way. Again, the Republican Party all of a sudden cares and wants to do stuff. Well, I guess it is election season. Yeah, there it is right there. Look, we got the measuring tape out and everything. There it is. There's the legal distance, and you'll see multiple Democrats within it campaigning. Brought out the measuring tape. Come on. So I guess that's what it is. It's election season, so now the Republicans are taking action to try to get reelected. Biden-Harris White House may have violated the law. This is the House Oversight Committee, the GOP oversight. Biden White House may have violated the law by altering President Biden's garbage remarks in the official transcript. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik and Oversight Chairman James Comer are raising concerns that the Biden-Harris White House may have violated the Presidential Records Act by revising the President Biden's remarks in which he referred to President Trump supporters as garbage. In a letter to White House counsel Edward Siskel, the lawmakers demand that the White House retain and preserve all documents and internal communications related to President Biden's statements and the release of the inaccurate transcript. They also call on the White House to issue a corrected transcript containing the accurate wording. I'll tell you what, if they did break the law, we'd like to see some justice. It'd be nice for once. It'd be nice for once. And the liberals and the Democrats and their friends in the media all care about Epstein now, and this is going to flop totally. Jeffrey Epstein showed pictures of Donald Trump with topless young women, claims author Michael Wolff. And I can't really tell what they're trying to do with this. I mean, obviously they're trying to hurt Trump, but it's just like they don't really make any accusations that they were underage. So, and then you have to wonder, and Michael Wolff is claiming he's having lunch with Epstein in 2017, and Epstein brings these pictures of Trump to him. Epstein showed me photos of Trump with topless young women sitting on his lap, claims author. Controversial writer Michael Wolff says Epstein kept the pics in his safe, which the FBI later seized. So, oh, now they care about Epstein. Now this is going to totally flop. And who knows, maybe there are pictures. Trump goes to some Epstein deal or some other deal where Epstein is at. They got their sex slaves walking around naked. Hey, go sit on his lap so I can get a picture for blackmail. I mean, that's how this crap works. Jeffrey Epstein. But see, notice how that's not even the story. The story isn't how Epstein has a safe full of blackmail. The story is Trump, Trump, Trump. I mean, do you think this even happened, though? I mean, why did you come out and report it now? Why didn't you report it in 2017? So, I mean, who knows? But that's their new thing, too, is, oh, you know, now it's Trump Epstein again. It doesn't. It's the boy that cried wolf at this point. I mean, I'm not even going to go into the detail. It's just ridiculous. So, imagine that. The boy that cried wolf. So, this isn't going to do anything. Even though it was their big story. It was their big effort today. It was that and the Liz Cheney lie. Now, speaking of election integrity, this is very concerning. And a hat tip to the crew finding this. When they were looking up some other stuff I requested, they landed on this story from today. From today. Federal officials to monitor 86 voting jurisdictions during next week's general election. Oh, listen to some of the jurisdictions. Maricopa County, Fulton County, Clark County, so that's Phoenix, Atlanta, Las Vegas, and Philadelphia. Wow. I mean, folks, that's literally where they steal it. They're sending their federal, the Biden administration is sending their federal watchdog to the counties where the Democrats are going to steal it, folks, for oversight. I mean, it's crazy. And who is it? Well, it's Kristen Clark. Well, who is Kristen Clark? Senate confirms first black woman to lead Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. Congratulations. How is it the first black person, Civil Rights Division? Well, whatever. It's Kristen Clark, and she is a Democrat from head to toe. Oh, my gosh. A Democrat loyalist. Harvard. Big fan of Obama. NAACP member. And this deal goes on and on. Investigated the COVID-19 pandemic and the racism involved, the racism against George Floyd. Worked with John Lewis. Worked in a documentary called The Fight for Democracy about Stacey Abrams, how they stole it from her. LeBron James thanked her for supporting work of his organization, More Than a Vote, LGBTQ rights advocate. And the Biden department is sending her into all of the key areas of this election. How does that make you feel? Make you feel good. Yeah. Makes you feel good. Democrats got all their poll watchers. They got all their guys running the place here. Republicans, you're not allowed. Isn't it? I mean, it's look, I mean, I'm laughing because it's so ridiculous. It's comical. But I mean, isn't it pathetic that we have to sit here and it's a campaign slogan and it's a realization and it's from Trump and it's throughout the Republican Party. It has to be too big to rig. Like, we all know they're going to cheat. We all know we're up against a huge cheat. We all know we're up against a huge steal. That's what we've been brought to. That's where we're at. That the campaign election slogan is too big to rig because we all know they're going to try to steal it. And then we sit here and we play these games. This demographic doesn't vote enough. These people don't vote enough. This group needs to get out more. We need to register more here. We got to get out the vote here. We got to be better on this issue. We need to change our messaging here. Trump needs to do that. Trump shouldn't have said that. He did it. Too big to rig. Too big to rig. Well, I hope it's too big to rig. But that's nice. That's the country. That's the state of our democracy. We all know they're going to steal it. It's like, yeah, I know. I'm going into a boxing match and my opponent is going to put razor blades in his gloves. But, well, I guess we're doing it for the right reasons. So let's go in there. Too big to rig. And they're sending their activists to steal it all over the country. Unbelievable. All right, let me give out the phone number here. And then we got some other election news. And we're going to take calls on the ground in battleground states. What you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you think is going on. So I'm gonna come back and give that number actually at the top of the next segment to make sure that we have all networks with us. Some networks don't pick up this short segment, so we're gonna do that. Let's play some of these other videos here, and we'll come back and open up the phone lines. This is.
I can't believe the people we're up against. I'm sorry, they're just so ridiculous. Here, let me just do this real first. Here is your latest, guys. Cue up clip 17 here. Here we go. Cue this up, guys. Here is your latest white dudes for Harris ad.
I am straight. I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I'm straight. And I like women and women only. There's nothing wrong with being gay, but I'm not. I'm not. Okay?
All right. That's not an official white dudes for Harris ad, but I figured we'd have a good laugh. Now, this is the same group.
This is the same group that put out that Democrat campaign ad that's pro-pornography. And so let me just give you a minute here. This is going to be some sexually suggestive content. So if you don't want to see that or, you know, whatever, you got someone in the room with, you don't want them to see it, whatever. So just fair warning here. But this is what the Democrats are putting out as ads, or it's the progressives. So first it was the pro pornography ad where they have a dude pleasuring himself, and then the Republican says, we're making that illegal. Well, now they're doing it with the women involved. So again, sexually suggestive content. All right, fair warning. But this is, it's like, I don't even want to play this garbage. It's like, it's disgusting. But this is what the Democrats are doing. Let's just get it out of the way. Go ahead and play clip 18.
God, the condom broke.
Oh, I have Plan B in the bathroom.
Great. I'm gonna go get that now.
Sorry, you can't use that.
Who are you?
I'm your Republican congressman. Now that we're in charge, we ban Plan B.
No, you can't do this. I can't have a kid right now.
I won the last election, so it's my decision. Now let's get back in there so we can give her the news, Daddy.
Jeez. Again, that's not even a policy. It's not a policy of Trump's. And I don't even want to respond to it. It's just, this is what they're doing, all right? This is what they're doing. And they're targeting college kids, specifically college men, actually, with these ads. It's just unbelievable. Oh, boy, oh, boy. This is what we deal with. They just love it. By the way, there were all these accounts. You may have seen this the other day. This is so tragic, man. It breaks your heart. I was going to cover it, and I was like, it's too bad. And then I saw the leftist celebrating it. A baby passed away after her mother left her alone for 10 days while she went on a vacation. And then there's even baby camera footage of this kid. I mean, it's just awful. And so all of these leftist liberals, Democrats found the story and said, this is what is going to happen if abortion is banned. You're going to leave your kids to die? These are sick people.
All right. Phone number coming up. Trump is still going.
I don't believe it. Oh my, he's a madman. He's an absolute madman. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen. We want election news and information from you on the ground. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona. The battleground states, as I see it, Nevada, New Jersey, hell, New Hampshire, if you're there. Michigan, Wisconsin, we're going to the battleground states. Battleground states go to the front of the line. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are you thinking? This madman, he's still, put him on. He deserves it. This is insane. Go ahead.
She wants, and we'll fight. She doesn't have the guts to fight. She's all talk and no action. She lost her seat for Congress from a great state. I love that state. I won that state by like 50 points or some crazy number. And she lost to a very good woman who ran against her, Harriet. How good is Harriet? So Liz Cheney lost by almost 40 points. It's the biggest defeat in the history of the United States Congress. No other congressperson lost by that much. Lost
this
by
guy, he's
points.
Talking about never Liz Cheney again. Oh,
if
my,
Kamala
he's a madman.
Only death and destruction await because she is the candidate of endless wars. I am the candidate of peace. I am peace. People don't believe that.
All right. He's it's over an hour now. By the way, they're doing another fake news story. I enjoy political debate, disagreements. That's fine. If you like fighting, I like fighting. I don't like when my opponent brings in a razor blade, whatever, to cut me or cheat in a fight. But that's what this is like. I like politics. I like political discourse. I like disagreements. I like debate. That's not what we're up against. Cheaters. We're up against liars. We're up against freaking demons. And they have this video now where they clip it and it's Trump standing at the stage waiting to go on and he's waiting for the song to finish because he comes into Proud to Be an American and he waits for the song to finish and then he takes the stage, the podium, and they cut out this 20 seconds where he's just standing there at the podium like rocking back and forth. As the song concludes, they say, look, Trump lost it. He doesn't know where he is. He's losing it. His mental decline. And they know damn well he's waiting for the song to finish. Just so here we go, though. These are the games they're playing with these machines. Remember the video in Texas where it kept switching the machine? You kept trying to hit Trump and it kept switching it to Harris. Laura Trump investigated it and released this statement. The legal team at GOP immediately investigated a voter's report of a machine malfunction that wouldn't select President Trump in Kentucky. We called election officials directly. They separated the machine, conducted proper testing, didn't find any errors, and confirmed that voters could cast their ballots properly. Well, yeah, that's the little game they play. And protectthevote.com, we should have been, like, plugging that thing every day. Protectthevote.com, 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 protectthevote.com. You have any issues. But, oh, yeah, the machine works just fine. Yeah, the machine works just fine. Yeah. And oh, sure it does. But, you know, it might glitch once in a while. There might be a little thing in there. And it's just, oh, yeah, you just try to vote Trump, it votes Harris. But we tested it. It's fine. But, see, it's all about just if one person doesn't notice. Like, oh, it switched it and you didn't notice. Oops. Oh, you didn't see it on your printout ballot that it switched it to Harris. Oops. It's like, oh, it works fine. But, oh, see, you just need to make sure you double check. Just make sure you double check. Oh, my gosh. Wait, did you guys just see that on the screen there? Oh, it's still Matt Mikowiak. Look, I don't want to, you know, it's fine. You know, maybe I should try to get into good graces with the local GOP. But they ousted me because I can't even, it's like, I'm glad this is happening, but you understand, the local Travis County GOP ousted me and kicked me out of events because I said that they steal elections. I got invited to local events. The top donors in Travis County, I mean, I don't even want to get too deep into it. And like, they sided with me, but Matt Mikowiak and the local Travis County GOP removed me from events. When I would get up and speak and I'd say, hey, and look, everybody's seen me doing public speaking. I'm totally different than here on the air. I'm very good at public speaking. Very professional. Very demure. And I get up there and I said, you know, we're dealing with election theft and we got to fix mail-in ballots and we got all these issues. And they wanted nothing to do with me. And now it's Matt Mikowiak, Who's on the election integrity team here. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? The guy who runs the local party that wanted nothing to do with me because I called out election fraud is now running the election integrity for the GOP here. I mean, come on, man. Hey, good for you, Matt. I'm glad you finally see it how it is. Ohio Secretary of State sues Biden administration for obstructing removal of non-citizen registered voters. They're also intentionally blocking access to key data. Yeah, they don't want you to know what they're up to in Ohio. Go figure. Wonder why. Michigan passes laws restricting election recounts for fraud allegations, just like they did in Georgia. Oh, you want to audit the vote? You want to recount in Georgia? Sorry, Democrats said no. Oh, you want to audit the vote? You want to recount in Michigan? Sorry, Democrats said no. Yes, isn't that so loving, so liberal? Protect democracy. We're going to protect that democracy. No recounts, no audits, no paper ballots, and as many mail-in votes as you want, non-citizens can vote too. It's going to be fun. And don't clear the voter rolls. All right. We got all battleground in the callers today. We're getting human intel from the ground. Callers are lined up. Oh, yeah, you got a Cardi B. She won't perform, though. Let's go to Max in Milwaukee. It's funny. These liberals are just, they're just so dumb. They thought Beyonce would perform. She didn't. They thought Jennifer Lopez would perform. She didn't. They probably think Cardi B is going to perform. And she's in Milwaukee with Harris tonight. And by the way, I'm not going to play the videos, okay? But they will shame Donald Trump because of the comedic bit from Tony Hinchcliffe. Do you understand that Cardi B has multiple videos? I mean, she drops the N-bomb all the time. She has multiple videos where she talks about drugging men. I mean, here she is. Oh wait. Oh, that's got to be. Wait. I thought she was for Trump. So she took the money. By the way, it's well known. People have reported it. It's well known. It's about 10, 15 grand the Democrats are paying. Like that Puerto Rican guy that once spoke at a Trump event. I mean, Sexy Red, I'm pretty sure she did MAGA stuff too. The Democrats are paying about 10 to 15 grand for celebrities, quote unquote, celebrities that have endorsed Trump or been pro-Trump to come out and switch and be pro-Harris. It's paying about 10, 15 grand. So I guess there's another one. That's nice. Stick your ass in the air and put a Kamala Harris sticker on your ass. It's good. It's good endorsement. It's the type of stuff we want. So Cardi B is on video talking about drugging men and getting them to have sex with trannies. Okay? And they won't say a damn word about that. And they won't shame her, Kamala, for having Cardi B on the stage. Pretty sure Cardi B has worked at strip clubs. And they'll have no problem with that. Oh, is that her cash? Is she flaunting her Democrat cash? Oh, that's hilarious. That's crazy. Blood tears coming out of her eyes with all the Democrat money. Allegedly. After she comes out to endorse Harris with a Harris vote sticker on her ass. But hey, Hinchcliffe made a joke. Let's shame him. Let's make a whole thing about it. Cardi B goes on a video and says, I like to drug men to get them to have sex with trannies and dances at strip clubs. And by the way, I don't even care. But oh, a joke about Tony Hinchcliffe. Oh boy. All right, Max in Milwaukee, go ahead. Hold on, we're having a delay. We got a, all right, Max, go ahead. All right, okay, we got a little fumble finger going on here. Let's go to Katie in Arizona. Katie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I've been a fan since 2020, 2021-ish, when they started mandating COVID vaccine. I started looking around at information. I'm actually a nurse. And it just did not make sense for them to mandate vaccines for every single person. So right away, a red flag, right? So. Yeah. Ever since then, I've just been looking for alternative information and just want to say I appreciate you and your whole InfoWar team. You guys are awesome. But I voted yesterday here in Maricopa County, and I had a mail-in ballot. I didn't want to use it, so I went in-person voting yesterday.
Did they send you the mail-in ballot? Did you request that?
No, they just sent it to me.
Oh, how nice. And,
yeah. So I went to vote in person, and guess what I got? Another mail-in ballot.
Wow.
So we had to sign the envelope, put our phone number, fill it out, put it in the envelope, stick it in the box, and they were going to take it to a counting center. They weren't even doing any tabulators for in-person voting here. Yeah, so I asked them, okay, well, what's the difference between a mail-in and this? And they said there's no difference. If you brought in your mail-in ballot, it would be treated just the same.
So wait, so then is Arizona like Pennsylvania where they don't even really have early voting, but you can go get a mail-in ballot and just basically put it into the box right there? Is that the deal?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a joke. I mean, here in Texas, it's just like Election Day voting. I go to the polling place, I vote, and I put it into the tabulator. No envelope, no mail-in bullcrap. I don't know why it's not like, I mean, it's just this whole thing. Mail-in voting is a joke.
My sister lives in Texas. I talked to her. She said the same thing. So, yeah, it was a total joke. And then I just wanted to comment about the Liz Cheney comments from Trump and the threat of criminal charges for him. that is such a joke when they've been calling him a dictator and a communist and inciting violence based on that. I mean,
yeah, they've had people try to kill him. Literally, they've had people try to shoot him.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't even make sense. But that's all I had. So thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
All right, Katie. Thank you. All right, we got Max now. Sorry about that earlier, Max. You're on the air now. Go ahead.
Hey, Big O, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, we
now?
Got you.
Yeah, Kamala Harris and Glorilla and Cardi B, who's like the female P. Diddy, is like a block away from where I live. It's crazy. You know, and then at the same time tonight, actually a couple hours from now at 8 o'clock, Trump is also in Milwaukee, downtown at a bigger venue at the stadium, Pfizer Forum. And I think it's important to watch the turnout, see for motivation for the swing state of Wisconsin. So it's kind of like dueling rallies a couple days before election.
Well, notice Harris has to bring out the big guns, and Cardi B is very popular. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. She's very popular. Does Trump have any special guests, or is it just Trump?
I'm not sure on Trump's guest.
So probably not. So exactly. But you know Harris's guest because that's the real draw. It's not Harris. And by the way, and clarify this for me too. Trump is going where the Milwaukee Bucks play, correct? That's the big basketball arena?
Yeah, the Pfizer Forum.
And where is Harris going?
The State Fair in West Dallas, which is just on the outskirts of Milwaukee. It's like fairgrounds.
So it's like an outdoor? It's an outdoor deal?
They have indoor places too.
How big is the facility? What do you think she'll get? Like 5,000?
I think they're going to, they always stage the Democrat rallies in a way that depending on how many people are going to show, they make sure it looks full. So I think,
okay, but I'm talking about, I mean, venue size. Trump's going to a professional arena. Kamala's going to like a barn.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about state fair is they have different size venues. So they, no matter what, they can kind of stage it that it looks full, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, it's the venue is not as big.
No. The Pfizer Forum's way bigger, and there's only one other bigger stadium, and that would be State Farm Arena, where the baseball team plays, you know, which is not really for political events. So it's kind of also a signifier that Trump was able to get Pfizer Forum over here.
Oh, yeah, Trump should have played at the old Miller Park. That would have been fun.
Yeah. They don't really do politics stuff there, you know, but Milwaukee and Madison pretty much control the whole state here through the teachers union. They get like $1.5 billion a year here in Milwaukee. Can you imagine that, Owen, for the schools, and they still can't get the schools together. Schools are absolutely.
Yeah, what party runs that, by the way? What party runs those school boards?
Well, Evers is funding it, so it's a Democrat party, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, Max, appreciate that. Yeah, we'll see who gets the bigger turnout. But, well, let me just ask you real quick. I mean, what do you think Milwaukee, I think they probably take Milwaukee. I think Trump would win if it was a fair election, but they have the Supreme Court that's going to count. Any mail-in ballot will be accepted. What do you think will happen in Wisconsin?
I think it's yet to be decided. You know, it's a battle going on, you know. It's going to go on, I think, for days. It doesn't matter if they can get away with cheating also. In 2016, the local vote counters kind of famed the federal level, so they were able to get a fair vote and Trump got in. So it depends on whether or not we have a crooked system that's
well,
just
you
run.
Do. You do have a very crooked system. And here's the other thing, and Max, thank you for the call. Folks, again, just think about odds and percentages for a second. Trump won Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan in 2016. He increased his number of votes in those three states in 2020 and lost. Do you realize the odds of that are 0.0001%? And it's going to happen again. Making the odds 0.0000001%. Let's go to Charles in Atlanta. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen?
Howdy.
Hey, man, I've called in a number of times, but this is probably one of the more important ones. I just got finished voting in Atlanta, Georgia, in Buckhead about 2 or 3 hours ago. And I voted for Donald Trump, as I did time before, the cycle before. And, you know, there's a different vibe in line, in the line today. Buckhead is one of the more wealthy areas of Atlanta, more highfalutin type folks up there. You might have thought that there would be more Republicans in demeanor or attitude, but as for 4 years ago, now today I brought a clipboard I was writing some notes on, but I had a big Donald Trump sticker on the back of it that I showed best I could. And I got more frowns from, or standoffish looks from so many different people. I think what's going on overall, because this also, I just came back from Cincinnati, a wonderful affair with family, and I cannot talk politics with all of my black extended family because of these reasons. Oh, and also a job I've been on for 23 years here in Atlanta. Both times when I mentioned that I had voted for Donald Trump 4 years ago and about 9 months ago, I was pretty much disowned by people that knew me that long. Here's what's happening. Please take my word for it as a black man, 74 years old now. Too many of my folks still have this anger thinking that the status we're in socially, economically, are still the cause of the white man. You've heard many social scientists and people worldwide say this, Thomas Sowell and others. But on the ground level, I see the same thing. When I ask my brothers and sisters that are black, are you not like me, that the most pain you've ever had is from folks that look like me and you, and probably the most help we've ever had is from so-called white folks? In my case, it was. I was only black in my last 2 years of high school, first 2 years of college, went to the Air Force, over to Okinawa, Japan. I don't know where this racism was back in the late 70, middle 70s and 80s when I was 25, 26 to 30, and going through life, I have not seen it. What I have seen, though, at my age, I've seen the decline of the black male self-respect. You remember, you know, there was a time when we had our fist in the air with Angela Davis and Stokely Carmichael, black power. In other words, we're not going to let injustice happen in our communities. We're going to insist that our youths be dignified. You should see the thousands of old pictures of young boys with suits and ties. But we've let the psychological operation on our mind that came straight from the devil through the various industries of TV, radio, rap music, gangster rap, and all this make us decline to the point, and we've yielded to it to the point where we're walking around, most of the ones that are walking around here with their butts out of their pants are black men. They get on the transit systems and their mouths full of GDN and MF this and all this foul conversation. I could say a million things that won't hold you up much more than half a minute.
I mean, you could be a talk show host the way you're carrying this conversation right now.
Well, actually, my father has always said I should write a book. I probably will soon. I will have some things up. I'll get back with InfoWars.
And did you say you were an Air Force veteran? I just want to make sure.
Yes, I was. Also, by the way, if there's activity down here, I'm a photographer and graphic artist. I remember a week or so ago, you all had that report on the concurrent, I don't know, FEMA or whoever it is going to have things going on during the election down here in Atlanta. But I'm available. Call me anytime to
go out. Well, I imagine I'll probably hear from you again before the election is over. And, I mean, I would say I agree with everything you said, but I would also probably emphasize that Atlanta is where they really lay it on thick. And Atlanta has one of the larger black populations, one of the more black demographic areas, and even greater Atlanta. And they really lay it on thick there. And they're constantly telling you it's the white man's fault. And then they put Democrats in front of you like Stacey Abrams, and it's just a constant reminder. Do you think, though, that they can overtake Georgia with Atlanta? I mean, I got 20 seconds.
Sad to say, when I go into my break rooms, I work for I won't say, but it's a big system here. And I am pissed that I go into the break rooms of where I work and there are Kamala Harris signs up. And
oh,
I'm not against trans or whatnot, but
yeah,
trans.
Yeah, probably make you
trans,
sick.
Yeah.
All right, Charles, I'm out of time. Great call. What was that, guys? I mean, he was over an hour and a half. Impressive. What do we have him on the timer? Almost 2 hours. In Michigan. Last quarter, final moments. Yeah, crank it up. That's the music. What are you doing? Crank it up. Oh my, they're wearing the trash man vests. We're wearing trash man vests forever now. Send the trash man to DC, take out the trash. It's just the most important election of our lives. All right, let's go back to the calls. Man, I got all this other news I want to cover, too, but these callers are just too good. These callers are just too good. That was an amazing last call. Let's go to Jay in Butler, Pennsylvania. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
We're good. Thank you.
The thing with the other call. Stake in the box ownership. He's a friend of RFK. Kind of interesting, you know. Trump was like, you know, not really scare, you know, pushing fear in the pandemic other than he had Fauci and Burks there were the fear mongers. And then you had the celebration and the burning of the city and mixed in, you know, mixed together. And that was okay. Walls never spoke up. But my original statement was going to be that I think Trump needs to go on the offense. It's about time. He needs to file lawsuits right now against MSNBC, CNN.
Yep.
It's getting ridiculous.
No, it's absolutely true. And look, I don't really, you know, Donald Trump can make his own decisions, and you know, I don't even blame his lawyers. It's kind of like, you know, I've taken, you could say, legal losses, obviously, and people would say, oh, you need new lawyers. And I'm like, I don't blame my lawyers. It's a rigged deal. My lawyers never had a chance. They did the best they could. I believe that. I believe they had my best interest, did the best they could every time. And I believe the same with Trump. But it kind of turns into, like, with Trump's lawyers, it kind of turns into, like, this grandstanding with some of them, and they just become show lawyers, which is fine. Trump has sued CBS for $10 billion over deceptively edited Kamala Harris interview. But yeah, he needs, I'm serious, a trillion for the Liz Cheney edit. He needs to bring in some young, go-getting lawyers that are looking to cut their teeth, high energy, looking to make a name, looking to do a deal, and have them go after these deals. I don't want to make a big thing of it of myself, but I now have a lawyer that's into that. And I'm about to sue some people for defamation, okay? I'll leave it at that. I'm done, all right? I don't want to be litigious. I don't want to spend my time talking to lawyers every day and coming up with strategies and finding all the stories and finding all the clips and making, you know, retractions and then suing. I mean, I don't want to do it, but I'm done. I'm done. And so you're absolutely right. Trump needs to go on the offense, and he needs to get some young, hungry lawyers that are looking to make a name for themselves, looking to cut their teeth with some big cases. And that's what I would do. And that's kind of been my strategy with my lawyers. And so I'm not going to come out here and make the announcement, but yeah, that's what I'm doing too. So thank you for the call, Jay. Let's go to Tim in Michigan. You're on the air. Tim, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Tim, we've got you.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So on my days off, I usually listen to you guys all day. Before Harrison comes on, I had the local news on, and they're talking about the Huntington Center, where they had the windows all covered up, and they explicitly stated what they're going to do this year. And they came out and said, oh, yeah, all the workers have to be credentialed and have their ID when, you know, you got people that come across the border don't have to, clearly. Then they said they moved it to a back room called Hall A with no windows. And you could see on the screen, too, I saw it real quick, a huge retractable door that you could easily back a truck up with and dump off a bunch of ballots. And then they're talking about having armed police everywhere, even on the roof with all the workers. And they claim it's, so they can be all spaced out and have more room to work.
They got
and
a loading dock in the back. I wonder if it's legal to, you know, record that or monitor that.
Well, here's the thing, too, is they want to outlaw the cameras at the ballot stations, too. I don't know if that was just the ballot drop boxes, but I assume the Democrats.
The Democrats. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, the Democrats fought not to surveil the mail-in drop boxes. They won on that, and they deleted a lot of the footage of what they were doing as well. But you're saying maybe they just try to ban it at the, even all the centers.
I could definitely see them doing that for sure. You know, with what they have set up, and
we might find out.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, so you know, I don't know how it's going to go here now. So yeah, we'll see.
We reported this earlier, and it's probably going to be in Detroit too. But you know, the Democrats are sending their activists out there. So the Republicans have been, I would say, well, definitely better than 2020. And I'm sure they have some other things that they're maybe up their sleeve, you might say. But, I mean, I hope they're there on Election Day and all night even. I hope, you know, I don't want to encourage anybody to do anything illegal here. But, I mean, if it's, what you know, somebody recording or monitoring that loading dock, that loading bay, so we don't see it again like we saw in 2020 with the truckloads coming in. But they're 100%. They are going to have their Democrats, just like we saw in Pennsylvania, they're going to have their Democrats out there making sure nobody sees what they do. I mean, we reported on that story that broke today where they're sending this top Democrat, leftist activist, first black woman ever in this role, and she's going to be monitoring all these things. 100% the Democrats are going to have people making sure, like, their lookouts. You know, it's like you rob a bank, you have a lookout. So they're going to have their lookouts.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they're trying to make this seem plausible because I called into Chase on Sunday night a few weeks ago. We're coming home on US 23 from up north, and they had all these billboards for Kamala. And they had these people, probably paid actors, saying, oh, yeah, I voted for Trump twice. I'm Christian, this and that, but I'm voting for Kamala. Just the whole highway.
Seminar callers.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, those are fake callers.
Yep.
100%. Just like all these others. Thank you for the call, Tim. And they do it on social media too, especially on X. And they have these people, and they're all fake. Because people have, you can actually go out and look at their voter registration, and you can go out and find, you know, their history. They're all Democrats. And they say, I've been a Republican my whole life, but I'm voting for Harris. And then you just do a simple background check. They're all Democrats. It's, you know, every time. Let's go to Andy in Maricopa County. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thank you for taking my call. So I did early vote today. This is my first time early voting. And if you remember from last election, we had the Sharpie gate. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were all in the red areas of Maricopa County. The Sharpie problems, the printer problems, the ballot paper problems, all in the red areas.
Absolutely. And then what I remember from 2016, if I recall correctly, we used pencils for our ballots. And then the one after that in 2020, they had the Sharpies, which I do remember thinking, wow, this is bleeding through the ballot. This doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they had to scan them a bunch of times. And then I went to early vote today. This is my first time early voting because I can't make it on the 5th. And it was just like the woman that we spoke to earlier. It was like in an envelope. So I had to sign the envelope, put my phone number on it, which I've never done that before. And then I filled it out. I just double checked it to make sure the size looked correct, make sure it was all the corners were printed perfectly. And I filled it out. And then at the end, they told me to put it in this big bucket next to the door, which I did. It was almost full. Some of the envelopes are green. Some of them are white. I'm not sure if that matters.
Let's hope not, because we used markers. Sketchy.
Yeah, some of them are green. I don't know if that means like absentee or if that means the same thing. I don't know. But they used markers this time. They weren't Sharpie markers, but they were black markers. So I don't know if that matters either. I tried to fill them in perfectly.
It all sounds very strange, though. Did it feel strange?
It did. It did feel strange.
Did it feel off to you?
It did feel off. I went in the morning during working hours, so there really wasn't many people there.
Do you feel confident in the integrity of Maricopa County?
No, I don't, especially after what happened with Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake last time.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think the result, if you were to guess, is going to be in Arizona?
Well, the liberals are loud. I mean, we have ASU, like all the liberal students. You know, they're very loud. You know, the big billboards are for Kamala, but all the sea of little signs are for Trump in everyone's yards and in the streets.
ASU is liberal? Trump went to ASU. It was a huge crowd.
Well, I guess the people I know there are liberal. I guess, you know, I live on the west side. I don't live where ASU is. So maybe I'm wrong there. Maybe things have gotten better.
Well, I mean, colleges aren't normally, I mean, obviously colleges are normally liberal. I mean, the college towns are normally more liberal.
Yeah, and so, you know, I just, after what happened last time, it was terrible. You know, Katie Hobbs, she oversaw her own election. It just went on for days, and then suddenly she was the winner. So I'm really worried about what's going to happen here. You know, Katie Hobbs, she's just like Joe Biden. I haven't heard anything about her in the last 2 years. And then all of a sudden, these last 3 months, there's just ads every day. I'm your governor, Katie Hobbs. We're going to keep abortion safe and legal in Arizona. And every day, it's just abortion, abortion, abortion. That's all we hear about.
And they target the college kids with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's their strategy. All right, Andy, thank you for that call. Let's go to Dave in Maricopa County. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, another Maricopa County voter. I'm from Northwest Metro Phoenix area, and surprise. So I've been monitoring for my crew election sites and the wait times, but the earlier callers have it right on, and I'm going to work the polls for the first time today next week. But it's a fallacy when they say it's early voting, because we have tabulators at every single one of the facilities and they don't use them. So it's like the Pennsylvania thing. You're putting lipstick on a pig. You have somebody fill out a ballot that takes 25 minutes. They give you a marker, which will bleed through. So we take blue ballpoint pens, very proactive about it. But then you put it in an envelope and they put it in a box. So day of early voting, you get a white envelope. If you return your permanent early voting ballot, which you get in the mail, it's a green envelope. But they all go to the same place. They go to the nebulous voting election center in Maricopa County, where people do whatever they want for them, right? I mean, there's no accountability at all. I was in line. I had voted early. I had voted day of in 2020. I had people in line at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock when Fox announced it, and people are blowing up my phone because I put together road rallies and flag waves every week, going to one now. And they said, how did they call it? I haven't even voted yet. So I anticipate that the psychopathic overlords will steal State 48 again. And we will be one of the dominoes that allows those people to stay in power. They're not going to pat us on the head and say, hey, thanks, great job. You complied your way out of tyranny. It's just not going to happen, Owen.
And so it's the mail-in ballots that are the problem.
Well, the early ballots are the same as the mail-in ballots. Like your earlier caller.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not actually early voting. It's mail-in ballot voting. You can just go do it early on the site and put it in a box.
Yes, sir. 100% correct.
So let me just clarify something else that we've heard from other callers and now you're talking about. Let's just say hypothetically, and you can kind of cover all the angles with who's counting them and oversight and everything. But, I mean, if I go and fill out a mail-in ballot with one of these markers and something goes wrong and then it nullifies my ballot because the marker bleeds or it's, you know, unofficial marking or whatever, does somebody decide whether to toss that or count it?
Correct. It will go to a process called adjudication. And because it's a two-page ballot, front and back, if there's anything wrong with any one of those races, that whole ballot, that one page, front and back, will go to adjudication. They're supposed to feed them, because I've been through the training. We feed one page in and then another page in. So if the first page is fine, it'll drop in, it'll be counted. They're two separate ballots. Then the second page would go to adjudication. And then you'll have a team of people, and there's lots of Democrats that register as Republicans now and work at the polls. So it could be two Democrats. One is a Rhino, one is a Republican in name only, working your ballot. And yeah, could they throw it out? Absolutely.
And the problem here is they could have the legitimate cause to do so because of the way these things are being voted on, because of the markers or whatever other problems.
Sir, yes, sir. They give you the markers, which will bleed through intentionally. So I always take a box of blue ballpoint pens and leave them at the center, but who knows what happens to them after I walk out the door.
Anything else to report?
Again, I'm going to a flag wave. I modified a 4x8 highway sign. I replaced the P and the E with a V and an A and mounted it on my house. So Jesse and I get foot traffic all the time. People are giving us high fives. We're making sure everybody in our precinct is registered.
Is it fair for me to say Arizona is a red state, though, that it'll just go blue because of shenanigans?
100%. So I did flag waves, and I set up two MAGA drag the interstate Trump trains in cars in 2020. One was 94 miles long. I was foot on the ground registering people to vote for 6 months because my company went out of business. This state is 70% red.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Arizona, you know, Georgia, like, let's just say Atlanta could flip Georgia blue. Let's just say maybe I could believe that. Phoenix is not blue like Atlanta. It's just not. So it's just, I just have a hard time, I don't know, to say what's redder, Arizona or Georgia. I don't know. They're both red, but yeah, you look at Fulton County, you look at Maricopa County, magically they flip the whole state blue. It's just amazing how these Democrats work. All right, Dave, appreciate your call. Boy, we got other battlegrounds on here. Let's go to Dave in North Carolina. David, go on. You're on the air.
How's it going, brother? I've been on the ground for almost 30 days, and I'll start by saying correlation doesn't equal causation. But what I do realize is a lot of the blue areas, that's where all the help's coming. You don't see the military. You don't see FEMA. You don't see DOT trying to restore the power, trying to fix the roads, trying to connect the internet in the deep red county. And I'm not saying that's on purpose, but it is ironic. Another thing is the devastation is so widespread, so apocalyptic. I still don't think Americans comprehend just how far back in the Stone Ages these people are. Like, they're not even thinking about getting out to vote because they're living in tents, you know?
Well, the numbers are still, yeah, I mean, everything indicates to me Trump wins North Carolina. So despite everything that's happened there and what you're saying, and I don't doubt it, I still see Trump winning North Carolina. The numbers look good for him there. David, I appreciate the call. I just got to get through a lot of callers here as we're running out of time for the week. I want to go to Luis now in Virginia. Luis, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen.
Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know, in Virginia, in order to be an election officer, you have to sign a form that makes you become an employee of DHS for that day.
Okay.
And then Natalie Winters on the War Room, she said she reported that DHS had been involved, the last couple of years, training county election officials. So this ties in with what you reported earlier about the federal people coming to, monitor the elections. Also, during the election officer training, about 90% to 95% of the time, you can, if you ask for a person's driver's license, that resolves the whole issue of ID. But 5 or 10% of the chance of the time, there may be issues that come up, and they're always handled by the chief, which means it's very controlled. So if there's any issues, it's handled by the chief.
Well, look, I mean, you know, it's almost like you can go in here into the morass state by state. But it looks like Florida and Texas have it figured out. And by the way, these are two of the biggest population states in the country. But it seems like Florida and Texas have it figured out. I went to early vote. Wasn't painful at all. No long lines. It's an actual vote. I show my voter ID, show my driver's license. They give me my piece of paper. I go vote on the machine. It prints it out. I get to review it, and I plug it into the tabulator. Painless. Took 10 minutes max. So it's not like it can't be done. But, state by state, it's just, all right, let me just keep moving here. We got so many calls. Let's go to Andrew in Wisconsin. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, great to talk to you. Huge fan of you guys. I always talk about calling in. Never called in, but I came across something today that you guys might find interesting. So on the My Vote Wisconsin, I can go in and, like, put in my address and it says, like, sample ballot for the election. And, you know, it lists all the categories. Then, of course, at the end, they have their state of Wisconsin eligibility to vote referendum. So then it says, vote for one, and it says, eligibility to vote. It says, shall Section 1 of Article 3 of the Constitution, which deals with suffrage, it says in there, be amended to provide that only a United States citizen, age 18 or older, who resides in an election district, may vote in an election or for a national, state, or local office, or at a statewide or local referendum. And I kind of thought this seemed like a trick question.
Well, they always word it in a tricky way. I mean, you could argue whether it's intentional or not, because it's like, well, why would they want to do that? But it always seems to be worded in a tricky way. Now, are they saying the Wisconsin Constitution?
It doesn't say that. It just says Section 1.
Well, I'll tell you what. They had a recent thing here in Texas, and I know it's been on the ballot in other states, to basically just affirm you have to be a citizen to vote. Maybe we can pull up a sample ballot and look at that, but I want to keep getting through calls here. Let me go to Monell in New Jersey. Let me get an update from New Jersey. Monell, go ahead. All right, hold on a second. Okay, we had a let's try Erica in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
How's it going? Good. So I wanted to comment on the guy that called from Atlanta. I live in South Carolina, right outside of Charlotte, but I grew up in Atlanta. Atlanta is my home, and he is so right about what's going on there. It's very evident. I don't know if you've been watching, but the Young Thug case,
the case just got dropped, right?
Yep, he's home. He's home, but there are two other guys that are waiting to see what their fate will be. But he's not allowed to be in Atlanta. Atlanta's his home. He's not allowed to be in Atlanta. Only they have stipulations. He can't be in Atlanta, I think, for like more than 4 days. And there are stipulations for that. So like graduation, a family being.
All right. Well, I want to stick on the election. Memory. But yeah, anything else on that?
No, I just want to say, but he is right. Atlanta is Democratic, but I think it's getting a little purple. But those Democrats have a really chokehold on a lot of people, especially African Americans.
All right, I got to squeeze. Let me try to get one more in before the weekend. Mario in New York, quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, we wanted to. What's up, Owen? Saturday was voting day, right? So we did the affidavit, you know, the mailing affidavit thing. You mail it to your, you get the thing to your home, the mailing voting thing. So we went to go vote. I took the affidavit of service to make sure nobody used my name, of course. So when I turned it in, they told me that I couldn't vote that same day. So I had to go back home. And I know a lot of people that had to go through this in New York, where they had to go back home, take their mailing ballot and bring it in and drop it off in the box.
So they don't do same-day voting, basically?
No. Well, they do it, but since we did the affidavit of proof of mailing ballot.
Do you think Trump has a chance to win New York?
Going to be close. Oh, and I'm going to tell you the truth.
I think he'll outperform. I'm out of time. You know, Lee Zeldin did pretty good in his race. I think Trump will outperform in New York. I don't know if he can win. Okay, that does it for this week of the InfoWars War Room. Folks, next week is going to be crazy. We'll see you on Monday. I can't wait to cover this election with you.